Alaska teachers have to be certified by the state before they can teach. So every year, the Department of Education works through thousands of applications for teacher certification. This summer, about 50 of those applications could come from Juneau School District.
Mainly for our teachers who are current employees and are applying for renewals. And we have about 30 or so in that category.
Ted Van Bronckhorst, the head of human resources for Juneau School District, says new hires from out of state have to get certified too.
We have about 20 vacancies or so, and we'll be hiring teachers for those positions. And if they come from out of state, then they'd need to apply for an Alaska certification.
But legislators' inability to agree on a state budget could make it harder to approve those certifications in time for the first day of class. Sandra Meredith works in the Department of Education's Teacher Certification Office. She says it typically takes about 6 weeks to check a teacher's credentials.
The other part of the process that will also be extracted would be the actual background clearance piece, which can take as much as 60 days.
When teachers apply for a certification, Meredith's office asks the Department of Public Safety to check their backgrounds against state and FBI records. She says the background check can lengthen the vetting process by a couple of weeks or even a month. If lawmakers don't pass a budget before July 1st, state offices will close. That means Meredith won't go to work, so teachers who have questions about their applications or need to fix mistakes won't be able to get help with the process, and dozens of applications will get stuck at the worst possible time.
Summer is the busiest time in our section for processing of applications.
Meredith says almost half a year's worth of mail came into her office between May and September last year, and most of that was from teachers applying to be certified. There is one saving grace. If there is a shutdown, once a budget is passed and state offices reopen, Meredith says her office can give teachers a temporary certificate. This is often done to get teachers into classrooms when their certifications are taking too long. The applications just have to pass the office's initial review process. Teachers who send in applications after a shutdown would have a tougher time.
If we have a lot of applications piled up, we can't even do that first review of those applications in order to issue even something that's provisional.
The temporary certifications make Joshua Gill with the Lower Kuskokwim School District less worried about certifications stalling.
Even if we do get a state shutdown, hopefully it won't last too long and we'll only be behind for a short period of time.
But Christine Ermold with Kenai Peninsula Borough School District still has concerns for some of her teachers. Her district has about 60 teachers who need to get their certificates renewed within 2 months. She thinks they'll be fine.
Because we at least know that they're eligible for their renewal. The ones that I'm really worried about are our new hires.
Every year, her district hires 70 to 90 new teachers. She says some of them, especially those from out of state, may not have even applied for their certifications yet. On top of that, because the legislature hasn't passed a budget, her district has a hiring freeze on about 30 positions.
Because of that, they haven't yet been able to pursue a priority processing of their teacher certificate.
A shutdown could put those teachers in a bad position because they wouldn't even get an offer until a budget passes. Legally, teachers who don't have their certifications by the first day of school can only teach as substitutes for 19 days until some kind of certification comes through. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.